Hi, this is Chris. We're just about to have a time of wonder, adventure, and excitement. Would you like to join us? Then get ready, because you never know what'll happen when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
Guy got a job as an airport metal detector.
Don't you see?
Shannon's doing my speech.
Why does everyone hate me?
This election is going to be conducted with honesty and integrity.
I wonder how they run the student councils in the Bahamas.
Forget it, Rusty.
That blue marker, Erica?
Here you go. Thanks.
That poster looks really good, Courtney.
Thanks.
How's yours coming along?
Just finished it. Want to see?
Sure. Vote for Courtney Vincent for student council president because she's a really nice person. I think we may need something a little more catchy.
I thought it would be good to just tell it straight. You're nice, a lot nicer than Shannon Everett.
If I'm gonna win this election, I have to be a lot more than nice. Try to think of something that'll stick in people's minds.
I've tried. There's just not a lot of words that rhyme with Courtney. What is Shannon's slogan?
I don't remember.
It was in the Owl. She took out an ad. Where's my bag? Here it is. Let me see. It's in here somewhere. There it is. Shannon Everett, as good as it can ever get.
You're kidding. Let me see.
There.
That's terrible. What is this?
What?
This poem over here.
Oh yeah, I read that. Pretty sappy, huh?
Sappy? This is my poem. I wrote this poem.
You sent a poem to the Owl? Since when are you signing your name anonymous?
I'm not. I've never shown that poem to anybody.
Then how did it get in there?
I don't know. But you can be sure I'm gonna find out. Burton?
Yes. Oh, hello, Courtney.
There was a poem in yesterday's paper.
Oh, yes. Nice, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. That's the point. It was my poem.
Oh. Well, why didn't you sign your name?
I would have, but I didn't send it in. Do you know who did?
No, I'm sorry. I have no idea. It was put in my box.
What did it look like?
It was, let me see. Oh, sure, here it is. It looks like it was typed out on a computer.
I don't even have a computer.
Do you have the original?
Yeah, it's in my locker.
Uh-huh. Well, I'd like to see it.
Okay, I'll be right back. Where is it?
Hi, Courtney. What's the matter?
I can't find it.
What?
My notebook.
Oh. You know, I was thinking about it last night. Do you think it's possible that someone else wrote the exact same poem?
No.
That kind of thing happens, you know. What do you think is more likely? Writing the exact same poem as somebody else or getting struck by lightning 17 times in 6 years?
I can't believe it.
No, really, it's true. It was on Fantastic Oddities of the World.
Erica, it's gone.
The guy got a job as an airport metal detector.
Don't you see? My notebook's gone! I've had it for a year. It's got all my poems. It's like my diary. There's a lot of personal stuff in it. Somebody stole it.
Are you sure you left it in your locker?
Yes, Principal McSpadden. I always leave it in my locker. I mean, unless I'm writing in it.
When was the last time you wrote in it?
It was...
I saw you writing in it at lunch. That was last week, though.
She's right. I was writing down some slogans or something for the election.
Have you given out your combination to anyone?
No.
I know it.
Oh, that's right. Erica knows it, but nobody else does.
I see. I'll tell you what. I'll keep an eye out for it, and I'll put up a note on the lost and found. In the meantime, I'll give you another locker, and I'll make sure Mr. Burton doesn't print any more anonymous poems.
Thank you.
And if I'm elected student council treasurer, you can be sure that your money is safe with me. Because I'm not the type of person who steals money from his fellow students and then goes out and buys motorcycle equipment. You can count on that. So remember, vote Rusty Gordon for student council treasurer.
Thank you, Rusty. That was a very clever and ominous speech. And so let's move on to our last set of speeches.
Are you next, Courtney? No, Shannon goes first, then me. Are you nervous? A little. Don't be. You're great at speeches. I just hope I didn't forget any of it. I had to rewrite it last period. It's in my missing notebook.
First off, running for the office of student council president, Miss Shannon Everett.
Thank you, Mr. McSpadden. Leadership. It is something we all look to when we don't know what to do. It is also something not many people are willing to accept. And every year at this school, you elect someone to make certain decisions for you.
What is it? You look like you're going to faint.
Smart and honest.
That's my speech.
What's your speech?
Shannon's doing my speech.
You mean she's saying what you wanted to say?
No, she's saying my exact speech.
But how?
I don't know. It was in my notebook.
If I am elected...
She's the one who stole my notebook.
You sent for me, Principal McSpadden?
Yes, Shannon, have a seat. I'll get straight to the point. Courtney here has just told me that she believes you stole her speech today.
What?
She says you broke into her locker and took her notebook. Is there truth to this, Shannon?
She's off her rocker. I didn't do that.
Yes, you did. That speech
was in my locker. I don't know what you're talking
about. Wait a minute. Hold it one at a time. Shannon, can you explain this?
She's saying all this stuff to make me look like a thief. She wants to win the election. I wrote that speech myself a couple nights ago.
She made me look like a fool up there. I didn't have a speech. I had to make it up right at the platform.
You made that up at the platform? That was an excellent speech.
Of course it was. She probably wrote it last night. I can't believe she would do something like this.
Me do something like this? You're the one who...
Now, hold it. Ugh. Calm down. This is not what I expect from two people that I consider prime candidates for student council president. This election is going to be conducted with honesty and integrity. I won't tolerate dirty tricks. If I hear of anything, or if I see anything like that, I'll immediately make you withdraw. Now, Shannon, do you have the speech with you?
Sure.
Can I see it, please? And yours as well, Courtney.
Yes, sir.
They do appear to be the same. Different handwriting.
She probably rewrote it.
I'm aware of that.
Where did you get that? Did you take that out of my English folder? It was in the folder I left in class. You have English the period after me, don't you?
I wrote this.
All right, this is not getting us anywhere. I want you to quietly go back to your classes now. I plan to look further into this matter, but in the meantime, I don't want any more accusations. Understood?
Yes, sir.
Courtney?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Courtney.
Rusty?
Hi.
You're talking to me?
Of course I'm talking to you.
Why?
I just wanted to say that I heard what you did to Shannon today, and I'm impressed.
Go away. I don't need to be harassed right now.
No, I'm serious. I like your campaigning style. Everybody else, they just make promises and talk about themselves. They take the easy way out. You go right for the jugular.
What are you talking about?
Oh, it's all over school how you accuse Shannon of stealing your speech. I like that. Making your opponent look like a lousy crook. Made me wish I would have done that.
You don't understand anything about what happened. You don't even know me.
You're right. You know, looking at you, I would have never picked you out as an admirer of the Rust Man.
What?
I guess the irresistible scent of the Rust Man carries even further than I thought.
What?
And I think you're kind of cute, too.
What are you talking about?
I got your note.
What note?
The one you put in my locker. By the way, how'd you get my combination?
Rusty, tell me what you're talking about.
This note. I know he gets in a lot of trouble, but I think Rusty Gordon is kind of cute.
Oh, no. Rusty, I didn't put that in your locker.
You didn't write this?
Well, yeah, but... See, I wrote it about a year ago.
A year ago, yesterday? You did think I was cute, right?
I don't know what I was thinking. Maybe it was the day I bumped my head really hard on a table.
But the point is, you thought I was cute.
I had to get stitches, I was on some kind of painkiller. I could have said anything.
That's not important. The important thing is that there was a moment of time in your life when you didn't think I was disgusting, right?
I guess.
Yes, the Rust Man strikes again. Thank you, yes.
I've got to get my notebook back. Oh, Courtney. Erica, you'll never believe what happened. Rusty came up to me and... What? What's the matter?
What is this?
What?
This was in my locker.
I can't even read it. It's so crumpled up.
I'll read it to you. I like Erica Clark most of the time, but lately she has really gotten on my nerves. She whines way too much, and it's always about silly little things.
Erica!
Sometimes I just want to tell her to be quiet. I'm afraid she'll whine about that, too.
Look, Erica...
You can't tell me that you didn't write this. This is your handwriting, isn't it?
Yes, but I didn't mean...
You didn't mean any of this?
I didn't mean for you to ever see that. It was in my diary. I was probably mad at you or something. Can't you see, Erica? Shannon put that in your locker. She's trying to make us enemies.
Oh, no. I would just hate that. My life is so miserable already. I don't have any friends.
Erica,
I can't be your enemy because then nobody would like me.
Please.
Why does everyone hate me? Maybe it's because I whine too much. Anything else in your diary I should know about?
No. Listen.
Are my eyes too close together?
Erica.
Do you hate the way I dress?
Stop it.
Do I talk too much? Maybe I should be grateful that you're my friend at all.
Okay, if you want to be like that, you could tell me who you blabbed my combination to.
What?
How else did Shannon get it? You're the only one who knew. Who did you tell?
I didn't tell anybody.
It must have been somebody.
No!
Think about it. You've never been able to keep a secret.
Oh, so I'm a whiner and a blabbermouth.
Yes, now that you mention it.
Fine. At least I don't stand my friends in the back.
I didn't.
I don't want to talk to you anymore. Goodbye.
Nice going, Courtney. What a day. What's this? Dear Courtney, your notebook has been found. If you want it back, go to room 114 today at 3:30. Oh, thank goodness. 3:30? Here it is. 114. Wait a second. This is weird. It looks like Shannon's group in there.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go get a...
Courtney?
Shannon.
What are you doing here?
I got a note saying to come here.
Right. Somebody wrote you a note to tell you to come to my campaign meeting.
Yeah, it said my notebook was here.
That again? What are you really doing here?
I was just...
Spying, maybe? You heard about our campaign meeting and now you're crashing it?
No, I...
You know, when the campaign started, I never thought you'd play this dirty. I thought you were a pretty nice girl. I never expected to be constantly harassed.
You harassed? I'm not harassing you. You set me up.
Oh, please. Don't embarrass yourself any more than you already have.
You sent me the note. You told me to come here, and you put that note in Erica's locker. And now Erica hates me. You ruined a perfectly good friendship, and all to win an election.
Courtney, this is getting out of hand. Why don't you just go? You've already made a fool out of yourself, and the whole school's gonna hear about it.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess you haven't met Sarah. Courtney, this is Sarah. She's a reporter for The Owl. As a reporter, I really don't think she could let a story like this go without being in the school newspaper. Do you?
What?
Hey, Courtney.
Rusty, not now.
Hey, I saw that article about you in the paper today.
I know. Everybody saw it.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that you've got my vote. Anybody that busts in on your opponent's campaign meeting and accuses her of stealing, boy, that takes guts.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Well, I'll see ya. Oh, and if you don't make president, I think you ought to run for, I don't know, sheriff or something. You've got guts.
Thanks, Rusty.
Hi.
Erica. Hi.
What was Rusty doing here?
Oh, assuring me that I had the Bones of Wrath vote. Maybe the only one I'll get.
I wouldn't say that.
What do you mean?
You'll get mine.
Really?
You think I want Shannon to be my president?
I guess not.
Besides, I've been thinking about it, and maybe you're right. Sometimes I do whine a little too much.
Don't say that. I never should have put that in there.
Doesn't matter. I guess I'm just sorry we fought.
Me too.
Can we be friends again?
If you'll forgive me for accusing you of blabbing my combination. I know you didn't.
Yeah, forget it. I read the article in the Owl.
Yeah?
Candidate crashes opponent's meeting, accused of spying. It made you sound like a maniac. What happened?
Shannon set it all up. Made me look like a total fool.
Well, it worked. Everybody I've talked to thinks politics have gone to your head. What are you gonna do?
The only thing I can do. I'm quitting.
Quitting? You're just gonna give it to Shannon?
Look, I don't have a choice. The election's tomorrow. If I do it now, maybe I can keep from being humiliated more.
How depressing.
Yeah. I have to go tell Principal McSpadden so he can make the announcement.
Hello, Courtney. Come in.
Can I talk to you?
Sure, have a seat. I was about to send for you anyway, but you go first.
I just wanted to tell you that I'm withdrawing from the election.
Oh, I see. Does this have anything to do with the article in the paper today?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I could see you were having a rough time with this campaign, but I thought you'd see it through.
Really? Why?
I just never thought of you as a quitter.
I'm not. I just know when I'm beaten.
I understand. I appreciate you telling me.
Yes, sir.
Well, the day's not a complete loss.
What do you mean?
One of the maintenance men came by after school last night. He found this.
My notebook!
He found it in the trash. Thought it looked important enough to turn it into me.
Oh, thank goodness.
You know, this does give your story some credibility.
It does? Oh, no.
What's the matter?
There are more pages missing.
Really? Do you remember what was on them?
A couple of poems. Diary stuff, my campaign speeches.
Your speeches?
Well, two of them. The one Shannon used in my victory speech. I guess I won't be needing that one now.
Do you remember it?
Sure, I memorized it. I practiced in the mirror about 10 times. Back when I thought I might win.
Well, can you write it out for me?
Why? I can't use it now.
But maybe I can.
Mr. McSpadden?
Oh, Shannon. Hi. Thanks for coming. Have a seat.
Is there something wrong?
Oh, no. I just wanted to congratulate you on your victory today.
Thank you. But I haven't really won yet.
Well, you are the only candidate.
Yeah, I guess so.
I was wondering, do you have a victory speech written up yet?
Sure. Why?
Because we've decided to start screening the speeches that students give. We've been having problems with some of the content. Would you mind doing it for me now?
You want me to do my speech?
Yes.
Right here?
Sure.
Well, all right. Here it goes. I am grateful to you for electing me your student council president. This is an honor I don't take lightly. As I begin my term as president, I would like you to think of me as someone you can come to. But I hope
you
did not elect me
to make
your
decisions
for
you.
I hope you realize that by electing me... Mr. McSpadden?
Oh, go on, Shannon.
I hope you realize that by electing
me, you are still responsible
for your role
in the process. What's the matter?
What are you doing, Mr. McSpadden?
I think we need to talk, and I think we'll have to postpone the election.
So Shannon just confessed?
That's what Principal McSpadden said.
But how did she pull it off? Getting your notebook out of your locker in the first place.
As a student page, she helped out in the school office. She got all the combinations by going through the school secretary's files.
Looks like she won't have that job anymore.
So what about the election?
We're holding another one in 2 weeks. And Shannon won't be a candidate.
All right! So are you gonna run?
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, Courtney.
Yeah, Rusty?
I hear you're gonna be the new president.
Well, I haven't been elected yet.
Well, it's never too early to start planning. Oh, that's why I want to talk to you. See, when I become the new student council treasurer, I think we should start with a fundraiser.
What? Why?
I've got a few things I want to use some of the money for.
Yeah? Like what?
Well, you know, school stuff. Student council stuff. Like, chauffeured transportation to and from our meetings.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, and paid vacations overseas, you know, to research foreign student councils. I wonder how they run the student councils in the Bahamas.
Forget it, Rusty. That's not how we'll do things.
What? But...
No, Rusty.
Oh. Well, fine. You can forget about any votes from the Bones of Wrath. And you and me are quits, too. I don't care what you write in your diary. Where is Shannon? I want to talk to Shannon.
If I'm elected, I think my first job will be to create a new committee.
What kind of committee?
A student council ethics committee.
Good call.
I'm glad Courtney got another chance to run for student council president. But more important is that she stayed honest and responsible, even though Shannon treated her badly. Courtney did well to follow the advice of 3 John verse 11. Do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. That's advice all of us should remember. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Election Deception was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.